This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I went to renew my license and they said, do you want to be an organ donor? I said yes, because I'm an amazing person. And then it popped up another box that said, do you also want to donate $2 to this organ society? Are you kidding me? Is the promise of harvesting my fresh brain, heart, stomach, and spleen not enough for you? You want $2 more? Now you get none of me. I almost unchecked the organ donor box because that's how petty I am.
On the wake up call, it is Tuesday, not Monday. Get it right, get it right.
Which means
we're gonna be making that mistake all day long.
Which means this week is gonna feel so long for no reason.
That is correct. Although, if we applied that same philosophy to the month of February, then February would have felt really long. And checks watch, we're almost through February. We have like
less than 10 weeks left.
That's 10 days.
10 days. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, after January, everything's going to feel fast.
That's true. Man. And March is the one, or March typically feels like January did. But man, I think you're right. January was so terrible that, and so long that we can't possibly do it again.
No.
I just don't think we have it in us.
I also feel like February screws me up financially every year.
Why is that?
There's something about the way we get paid.
Yeah.
That, like, I feel like I'm extra broke every year in February.
We did have a heated discussion in the studio between the three of us where you two were telling me I was wrong about something. And it really was throwing you guys off.
Well, yeah.
I didn't plan for not having less money this week.
One of our checks is always a little bit bigger than the other one. And I was, both of you were telling me, no, the big check is the one coming up. And I'm like, I don't think that's right. Even though I knew in my head, I knew I was right. I was trying to be nice. I don't think that's right. And I was right.
It feels like we get a smaller paycheck, yeah. then we get a bigger paycheck, mm-hmm. then you get a smaller paycheck. And then, but then there are some months where if you get paid, the way it just falls, then you get two small paychecks in a row.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. Yeah.
Well,
because the big paycheck is always the second one you get in a month.
But that's confusing because we don't get paid on certain days. It's a rolling yeah. every other Friday.
No, I know, but it shouldn't be confusing though. It's like, ask yourself this.
Okay.
Did I get paid this month? Check yes or no. Okay. If the answer is yes, then this is the big one.
Are you sure?
Unless it's one of those weird months like January where we get paid three times in one month.
So is that what threw us off?
That probably what threw you two off, yeah.
Because
that was a situation where we did get two small ones in a row. Because we got paid at the very end of January, and then we got paid, and then you were anticipating, like we said, our bigger one after that one, yeah. but that wasn't the second one in the month.
Right. Well... Yeah.
And now we know.
We will not know again later. Yeah. Just so you know.
It's just going to come to us.
Right.
Well, that's great. That's great. It feels good to be back. I had to take Friday off as my wife and I passionately discussed, some may call it a fight.
Oh.
I have the flu. Or I had the flu.
Yeah,
I'm on the tail end of it right now. I don't think I'm contagious anymore. I'm pretty sure I'm not.
You better not be.
I don't see how I could possibly be.
Nobody in this room knows about when and how and if people are contagious.
Well, I thought we know after COVID that you're contagious before you start feeling symptoms and then like 1 to 2 days into your symptoms, right?
I don't know that every virus is the same.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I don't know. I don't know.
But anyway, though.
What was the fight about?
She's telling me I didn't have the flu. I'm like, this is definitely the flu. Not to mention the fact that, like, it wasn't a cold. Colds don't lay me out for 5 days in a row.
No.
Like, I started feeling sick Wednesday night. And, like, I still probably would have enjoyed one more day off. Yeah. Like, it laid me out.
I was surprised how unwell you still
right.
look.
3-day weekend? Not for Gavin.
Yeah.
It turned into one long hour of night. That's what my entire weekend was. Just hazy, like a zombie. I bought, you know, when you go to like Walgreens, they sell the NyQuil and the DayQuil together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bought that.
Okay.
Finished them both.
Wow.
Yeah. And I love the Quill.
Yeah. Okay? He loves the Quill.
Day and night.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. I finished them both. I took the last of the DayQuil today, but I killed the Nye real fast. Because wow. It's like, not, they call it Nye.
Yeah.
Because it's not just for night.
No, you can Nye.
Yeah.
In the day. And as we discussed, that's some of your best napping.
And if you want to coma yourself while you are sick,
yeah,
do it. While the sun is up,
yeah,
you are Nosferatu.
When we were walking in, Gavin goes, I don't know how you do it. And I go, you don't know how I do it. And he goes, lay down for so long.
I don't know how she does it, Kevin.
Me neither.
My whole body is like, what have we done? It's not like a workout soreness. It's like, can somebody check me for bed sores? Like kind of a thing. Like I woke up this morning before my alarm because I had a cramp in my shoulder, and it wasn't a cramp from like exercise, like that kind of a feeling. It was a cramp because like that arm and that shoulder hasn't moved in a really long time.
I mean, I when I take to the bed.
Yeah.
I will do it for hours, but not necessarily days.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
You've learned really how to toe the line.
Yeah.
That's your secret.
I'm a pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. I am not. I don't handle sickness well. I didn't handle that well. I got to tell you, this was way worse than when I had COVID at the end of September. Way worse.
Oh, influenza. Like when you have actual influenza, it kicks your ass.
It was bad. And then I know two nurses. One is a nurse at school pickup that I talk to occasionally. And then one is somebody that we all used to work with. And I, you know, I texted her. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm dying. And they both said, they both work at two different hospitals. And they both said, right now, everything is full of flu.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, they said the flu in the month of February is just so bad. So if you're, if you have a fever and if you have a really bad cough, there's a good chance you don't have a cold. You've got the flu.
Huh.
Yeah, that's what they said. Right now. That's not like a rule for all.
Did you have body aches and all that?
Oh, yeah.
I remember one time years ago, I got influenza B. And I, prior to like going to the doctor and getting tested, I was trying to come into work one morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was driving on the freeway. And I was, my body was so like broken down. I looked down and I was driving 40 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
And I didn't even know it. Like I was so, like so out of it.
People are honking at you and you go, the world should move as fast as my brain can process right now.
Wow. Are you trying to go 100 miles? No, bitch. We're trying to go 65.
I have nowhere to be. Anyway, so I'm back, and that is my PSA for everybody. If you feel a little tickle, take the day. Take the day just to make sure.
Or if you have the time, take the nigh.
Take that nigh. Oh, yeah. Ride the nigh horse.
Ride the nigh.
First date was great. Then, radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time, and we are talking to Monica this morning. Good morning, Monica.
Hi.
So this is an interesting second date update because it's not a second date update. It's actually a first date update. It's not even a first date update. You haven't gone on a date yet.
Yeah.
All right. So explain what's going on with this guy named Greg.
Okay. So we met downtown. We were at the same bar. We were out, you know, with our groups of friends or whatever. And our two groups, we actually, you know, we hung out the entire night and we were doing some really heavy flirting and we kissed like several times that night. And he gave me his number and he told me that if I woke up in the morning and I still liked him, that he'd take me to brunch.
To hear from
that you. Is kind of cute.
Yeah.
And I'm
okay, so what happened?
You called him.
Well, I texted him the next day because, yeah. And I never heard from him again.
So like, maybe it was, okay. So
well,
was,
have you called the number? Are you sure it's even the right number?
I mean, I was too scared to call, but I texted him twice and it's been crickets.
Well, it's definitely his number because when we called it, we got him. And he is standing on hold, but he doesn't know exactly why yet. So we're going to find out what's going on. I'm guessing you clearly identified yourself in the text message. So yeah. That, maybe,
I mean, maybe he woke up the next day and wasn't.
With regret?
Or maybe he has a girlfriend. I don't know. I need to know.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I was worried about that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It could be that.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, because that would be something where he wouldn't say it.
Right.
Okay.
Of course. Like, why would he? And he kissed me.
Right. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to talk to Greg. Then we'll get you guys together. Okay? Hold on a second. Second date update on the Wake Up Call. And Greg.
Yeah. Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi, it's Gavin and Katie from the Wake Up Call. You're actually on the second date update, believe it or not. And we just got done talking to Monica. And she said, even though you didn't go on a first date, you had a cute, romantic-ish night. And she texted you the next day, like you told her to, and crickets. Right?
No. Okay, so I lost my phone. Okay, we had a couple drinks that night, and I lost my phone, and I didn't have insurance on it, so I had to wait till I got paid to get a new phone, and then when I got the new phone, there were no texts from her, so, you know, I assumed it was, she was kind of blowing me off. So, are you kidding?
You assumed she was blowing you off?
Yes, because, I mean, look, man, she was way out of my league. I mean, I was lucky to even just, like, talk to her. But, like, I mean, drinks and kissing.
What else would he assume if he never heard from her?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Monica, you're back on. Are you there?
Hi. Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I thought that you just weren't into me.
No, not at all. Are you kidding me? I had such a great time with you. And like, my phone, literally, I lost my phone. And so, and then I had to get a new one. And yeah,
she heard you say all of that. Okay. All right. Let's tone it down just a little bit.
No, don't tone it down.
No,
I love it.
I'm getting cringe out of this.
I love it so much. They're Twitter baited. Okay. So Monica thought Greg wasn't into her. Greg thought Monica wasn't into him. This is amazing.
Yeah. I tried to find him on Instagram, but like, I wasn't sure how to spell it. Like, you know, your last name or if I even remembered it correctly.
So no, did you think getting us involved would make him talk to you? If because like you could have just texted him again.
Well, I mean, I could have. I mean, I did send some texts and then some texts a few days later. But yeah, I thought that I did need your help to get him to talk to me because I didn't know what else to do.
This is a meet cute if I've ever heard one.
This is great.
All right. So what do we do now?
Yeah.
Well, Monica, do you have plans for tonight? You want to have dinner or grab a drink or something?
I mean, I actually don't have plans tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah. No, let's go do something. I'll pick you up later on or we can meet somewhere.
I love the sense of urgency.
Okay, now, but again, though, I just want to lay this out.
Gavin, what?
You need concrete information. He's like, I'll pick you up. You don't even know where she lives.
Well, you don't even have her phone number.
You don't have her phone number. Like, there's a lot of things that you guys need to get. You got to dot your I's and cross your T's, okay?
I agree.
All right. Well, congratulations. That was wonderful.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, thank you guys.
I feel like we didn't do anything.
No, I feel like we did everything.
We did everything.
Yeah, I think we're very involved in this.
Yeah.
And if this goes all the way.
Right. What do you mean, sex?
I meant marriage.
Oh, okay.
Then we get invitations.
Right. And you're still talking about marriage, not sex.
Whatever.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So, I don't know if you saw this story over the weekend or not, but it seems like something out of a movie, but a plane landed upside down and on fire.
Well, it landed and then flipped upside down.
How does that happen?
It almost looks like it came in too fast or something. And then when it landed, I don't know if the back wheels weren't there. I don't know. And then one of the wings like broke off and it rolled.
Here's the news report.
Now to the breaking news in Toronto. New information after a Delta plane crash landed and ended up upside down. Our Charlie DeMora joins us from the newsroom. Charlie, the video is hard to believe.
It really is, Erica. And we have learned that flight operations are beginning once again at Toronto Pearson International Airport. But Delta has canceled all of its flights at that airport for the day. Now, Delta Airlines reports that 18 people suffered injuries. A man in his 60s and a woman in her 40s are both in critical condition, along with a child.
Jeez.
Yeah. And that I've figured out that, like, you know, none of them have life-threatening critical injuries, which is good.
Still, critical is critical.
Critical is critical, though. So, that's terrifying.
What is going on?
Yeah.
Like, have you guys been thinking this?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? Because I was already a nervous flyer.
I mean,
I am really scared to fly.
In the past, I've been like, it's safer than driving. And I'm sure it still is safer than driving.
Well, I'm sure.
But I'm starting to understand the nervousness, though, with flying, though.
Same.
Like, my wife has a flight coming up next month, and she's like, I'm really nervous about it. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're going to be fine. I'm sure you're going to be fine, but
I also feel like we're never completely getting answers about like what happened.
Yeah.
Like the flight, at in DC.
Yep.
I know that we know that the helicopter.
Well, we got those answers. We got those answers. DEI.
Right.
I don't know what more answers.
Right. I forgot.
You wanted out of
that. There was a female Black Hawk helicopter pilot on there.
No, the helicopter was a female. The actual helicopter.
Well, and it was black.
Right. A black female helicopter.
Right. So, okay. But like we know that the the helicopter was too high.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there more?
I mean, I don't know. I know that
Why was it too high? Can somebody tell me?
I know investigations take a really long time to do, but it's kind of hard to have patience for thorough investigations without any sort of update, I guess, as the investigation is going on. When accidents keep happening, like a plane upside down and on fire.
There was that medical jet.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia.
There have been at least 3 plane crashes in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of them are smaller planes until now this Delta one.
Whereas for years, there was none.
I mean, small planes would crash.
Right.
But like usually it's like a 2-person. But I mean like. 10-person planes crashed. Oh my God. Did you guys see the video of a fighter jet in San Diego just going straight into the water?
No.
What?
Yeah.
What?
The both of the pilots were able to eject, so they survived.
Right.
And then there was another fighter jet that I saw crash land, and that pilot ejected. That was at a military base.
Huh.
Oh, my.
I didn't see that one. Mm-mm. Okay, so, all right. There is, because all this is happening as the FAA is having more firings, while the FAA itself is saying we are critically understaffed. Okay, fine. We'll set that aside, though, and let's conspiracy theory this.
Okay.
Do we think the planes are finally fighting?
They've had enough.
Yes.
They said, you've overworked us.
Right.
And this is what you get.
Do we think that that's what's happening? We can't rule it out.
We can't. You know what? I until I have answers.
Right.
I'm keeping it on the board.
Right.
Okay. Another conspiracy theory. It's the media.
Sure. Reporting
it's for ratings,
right?
Yeah,
they've always been happening. We just didn't know about it because the media didn't want to report it.
Oh, I was gonna say they were making them.
Oh,
I mean,
impressive.
It's much more diabolical.
That is much more diabolical, actually. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. As well, scenario, they were always crashing. So at least
still less diabolical. As if now Wolf Blitzer in like some sort of like Mission Impossible things, just underneath planes cutting brake wires and stuff like that.
Blue or green, green. I'll do both.
And he's going, got it. We've got tomorrow's lead. I mean, yeah, that's way darker.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. I mean, does it make you, as somebody who was already a nervous flyer, feel way more scared to fly? Would you fly? If you had a flight, like my wife, next month, would you fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'd get really drunk first.
Oh, my goodness.
There's our new conspiracy theory.
What?
This is brought
this is
on
big
by
booze.
Big alcohol.
Okay.
They've seen the trends of people are consuming less alcohol, which is true.
Yeah.
Especially younger generations. So what do? You can't get
Keep
high in
scared.
An airport. Can't get high in airports yet.
Okay.
So what do? Let's get them real scared. So that when they get there,
They have to put them back.
Bloody Mary, sir. Barkeep.
Yeah.
Top shelf. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I believe it.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, but it's probably the FAA getting hollowed out. I don't know.
Apparently the FAA has been understaffed since the Reagan administration.
So why not keep firing hundreds and thousands of employees?
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
This is a game of concentration. No repeats or hesitations.
All right. We haven't played this in a minute. And we are playing with... Why isn't that working? There we go. Kevin, are you there?
No, Bob.
Oh, Bob, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, and you chose Kevin to represent you. I see what's happening here. All right, we're playing for Martin Lawrence tickets. He's going to be at the Hard Rock at the end of April, April 25th, actually. And any words of encouragement you have for Kevin?
Kevin, we can get this done. You're gonna pull it out for me. Pull the win out for me.
Yes.
I love that. All right, stay on hold. And let's talk to Christina. Are you there, Christina?
Hello, good morning.
Hello. And Katie will be representing you in the Concentration Octagon. Any words of encouragement for her?
We got this, Katie. Let's do it.
All right, I love
it. We sure do.
All right, here we go.
Oh, wow.
You've heard the rules. No hesitation, no repetition. 5 minutes starts right now. Are you guys
kind of nervous?
We haven't played this in a while.
I know.
I'm not nervous.
Oh, good.
Who goes first, me or Katie?
Well, since you're not nervous, you can go first.
Okay. Wow. I'm ready.
All righty. All right, here we go. And let me move this thing here. Okay, there we go. Kevin, you start.
Uh-huh.
Name Winter Olympic sports. Go.
Skiing.
Snowboarding.
Skating.
The luge.
Russell Terrier. Oh, no. What's that pushing thing?
Russell Terriers?
What's that pushing thing?
Curling.
Who is Russell?
I was thinking of sports, but then dogs came in.
I see.
Intrusive thoughts.
Point Katie. Okay. All right, here we go.
I gave that to her.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Kevin starts this one.
Who watches Winter Olympics?
The world.
TV sitcoms.
Oh!
Go!
30 Rock.
Seinfeld.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Friends.
Everyone Hates Chris.
The Cosby Show.
Full House.
Family Matters.
Fuller House.
Step by Step.
Seven Heaven.
Dinosaurs.
Family's Broke.
I don't know that Seventh Heaven was a sitcom either.
Yes, it was. Beethoven was in it.
I don't know. I assumed that was Seventh Heaven not a sitcom?
It was.
It wasn't a comedy.
It was like a drama.
I laughed.
He laughed.
Yeah.
You know, comedy's in the mind of the beholder.
You're right.
Look, it says Seventh Heaven. It's a drama.
Why did you say that? Okay, yeah. What?
So, huh?
Okay, yeah. Got me.
Kevin, you get to start this one again.
This is not looking good.
All right, you're only 2 points down. Uh-huh. Okay, here we go. Name fairy tales. Go.
Snow White.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers is not a fairy tale.
I don't think it is.
The Queen hired them.
The Queen hired them to do what?
I don't know, Musketeer. I'm so mad.
Alrighty. This one might be more in your wheelhouse, okay?
Yeah, because these categories are trash.
I know. I stumped you with fairy tales.
Right.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Kevin.
Yeah.
Name types of soup. Go.
Pho.
Split pea.
Chicken noodle.
Tomato soup.
Clam chowder.
Potato soup.
Onion soup.
Minestrone.
Gnocchi.
What?
What? What?
I hate this.
What did you just say?
I said minestrone gnocchi.
You're screaming.
I'm screaming because I'm angry.
Okay.
All right.
Soups are my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Except when you got to that one, I guess.
Tom yum. I could have said Tom yum.
You could have said Tom yum. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Kevin, you're back. Let's find something that's more in your wheelhouse.
I thought we just did.
I thought we did too.
Me too.
All right. Kevin. Food items on the McDonald's menu.
Okay. Fish fillet.
Big Mac.
Double cheeseburger.
Quarter pounder.
A cheeseburger.
McGriddle.
An apple pie.
A hash brown.
A fish fillet.
That was the first one you said.
I'm so mad. It sounds so good.
Kevin, I can't believe
it. It sounds so good.
This is a runaway train at this point.
I know. She said McGriddle with the question mark.
So what? It's on the menu.
It's one of their best sellers in breakfast.
Kevin, what is going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
Sometimes
are you okay?
I'm so hungry. When I said fish fillet, I really wanted a fish fillet, no tartar sauce, with the fries.
Are you even trying?
I'm trying to get food.
Okay. Okay, do you...
Okay, this one, I'll sweep the floor.
Do you want food or no food?
I want food.
You want food again?
So if I win this, I get food. Look, see, motivation.
No, he's saying, do you want a food category?
Do you want
sure. Yeah, food category, yeah. Okay. Don't say name vegetables.
God, I don't even know if you can win at this point.
I can win.
All right, Kevin.
Yes?
Name types of pie.
Yes.
Go.
Apple.
Cherry.
Pecan.
Peach.
Cobbler.
Lemon meringue.
Almond. There's an almond pie. Ever heard of her?
I've never heard of almond pie.
It's like an almond croissant, but they use it in pie form. Right, you know what? Delicious,
Kevin,
and indigenous and Dutch.
You just said the word indigenous when we're talking about pie.
I'm pissed.
I guess.
Let them know.
What'd you find out?
Let them know. There's an almond pie.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
There's
almond
like custard,
toffee almond, smoky caramel.
We're not even at 5 minutes. I'm sticking
I'm
a fork
so
in
mad.
This.
You know what? Fine. Bob, you lost. Thanks.
Okay. Wow.
Poor Bob.
This wasn't Bob's fault. This was your fault.
No, this was... these categories were in Katie's wheelhouse.
They were all food! Christina, are you there?
I am.
You're welcome.
That was a disaster. I apologize.
I'm sorry you had to be here for that.
Oh, my God. I that was so bad, I don't even know if we can do concentration for the rest of these tickets.
No,
maybe you should play.
Maybe I should.
No, I don't want to do that anymore.
You don't want to do what anymore, Kevin?
I play better.
You'll play better.
Yeah,
you'll play better? Right. Okay. Well, Christina, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to see Martin Lawrence on April 25th at the Hard Rock. Okay, stay on hold. We got to get your information.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's not sick. I'm the one that's sick. Will that help her on...
Are you smarter than Katie?
Are you smarter than Katie?
Why did that help me?
Maybe my brain is all foggy and loopy.
Okay.
And my questions will be too easy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's possible. It's possible. Suzanne, are you there?
Hi, guys. I'm here.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Thank you. I'm excited to play.
The jackpot is up to $340. So, this is a pretty big one. Katie's leaving the studio. I'm going to ask you five questions dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. You ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here we go.
Ready.
Question one, SNL 50 aired over the weekend, which was the huge star-studded celebration of the show's 50th season. It was also hugely watched with almost 15 million people tuning in to watch it live on TV. Those numbers are expected to double with people streaming it on Peacock this week. True or false, Kenan Thompson is still on SNL?
True.
Question two, Linda McMahon, the wife of former and disgraced CEO of WWE, Vince McMahon, had her Senate confirmation hearing for Secretary of Education. Joining her at her hearing for Secretary of Education, seated right behind her, was professional wrestler Triple H. Is Triple H's real first name Hunter, Hemley, or Paul?
Let's go with Paul.
Question three, Rachel Zegler is playing Snow White in the live-action film coming out soon, but she's currently on Broadway in Romeo and Juliet. At a recent performance, she brought someone up on stage to help them propose to their girlfriend at the end of the show. What city does Romeo and Juliet take place in?
Ooh.
3 seconds. Three.
I don't know.
Two, that's okay. All righty.
London, let's say, England.
Okay.
Let's say England.
Question London. Four. London. Question four. Doechii gave an amazing performance at the Grammys that involved acrobatics, and apparently she did it all while she was sick with the flu. I can relate to that. So everyone accused her of lip syncing. I can relate to that too, Kevin. Well, she was pissed about that accusation, and she fired back passionately and said she never has and never will lip sync. Spell the word acrobatics.
Oh, boy.
Acrobatics. A-C-R-O-B-A-T-I-C-S.
Question five. Elon Musk is still being allowed to hollow out our federal government by doing mass firings and closing crucial departments, but none more so than when hundreds of employees were fired that oversee our nuclear weapons stockpile. They were quickly called and offered their jobs back because that is obviously not acceptable. If they fired 1,000 employees and only 15% of them decided to not come back, how many is that?
Wait, you said 1,000?
Yep.
850?
Okay. If 1,000... Am I asking this right, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not hearing it right.
If 1,000 employees were fired and only 15% of them decided not...
350?
Okay. we're all having fun here. All right, bring Katie back in here. Suzanne, who's there with you? Somebody's there with you.
Just me and my ADHD.
Oh, I know that one.
It's just her and her who?
Her ADHD.
Oh, that's... Listen, you know what they say about people with ADHD? You're never alone.
Oh.
All right. Suzanne, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Question one, SNL 50 aired over the weekend. Did you watch it?
I watched parts of it.
I watched parts of it, too. I'm going to finish watching the rest of it on Peacock. But 15 million people, almost 15 million people, tuned in and watched it live. That was a pretty big event. And they expect those numbers to go up with people like you and me that are probably going to finish it up on Peacock. True or false, Kenan Thompson still on SNL?
True.
Yeah. One of the longest running cast members.
Yeah.
Question two, Linda McMahon, the wife of former disgraced CEO of WWE, Vince McMahon, had her Senate confirmation hearing over the weekend of Secretary of Education. Seated behind her at her hearing was professional wrestler Triple H. Brought Triple H to her Senate confirmation hearing for Secretary of Education. Is Triple H's first name Hunter, Hemley, or Paul?
Believe it or not, I know this, and it's Paul.
It is Paul.
And the reason I know this is because my grandmother, who famously got many boyfriends after my grandfather died, one of them was named Paul, and they would watch wrestling together. And I would say, Grandma, who's your favorite wrestler? And she would say, HHH.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Not Triple H.
Oh, boy. Question three. Rachel Zegler, who is going to be Snow White in the live-action film coming out. She's currently on Broadway in Romeo and Juliet. And at a recent performance, she brought a guy up on stage at the end of the show to propose to his girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
That's pretty nice. What city does Romeo and Juliet take place in?
In Fair Verona, where we lay our scene.
Oh.
That is correct. Verona. Question four. Doechii gave an amazing performance at the Grammys that involved acrobatics, and she apparently did it while she was sick with the flu.
Okay.
And people said she lip-synced, and she's pissed about that.
Oh, wow.
She passionately said, I never have, and I never will lip-sync, so kiss my foot.
Oh.
She said something dirtier than that.
Got it.
Spell the word acrobatics.
Okay. A-C-R-O-B-A-T-I-C-S.
Yeah. Acrobatics. Verona. Question five. Elon Musk is still being allowed to hollow out our federal government by doing mass firings and closing crucial departments, but none more so than when hundreds of employees were fired that oversee our nuclear weapons stockpile.
Yeah. They
oopsie.
Had to say, oopsie doopsie, can you guys come back?
Oopsie doopsie, come on back. Here's your job back. If they fired 1,000 employees and 15% of them decided not to come back.
Okay.
How many is that? Let me just buzz you or...
Yeah.
All right. 150. Suzanne, are you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. Final score. You got 3. Katie got 4.
Oh, so close.
Dag burn it.
That's fun. I'm going to say that.
Dag burn it was actually what was said, too, when they realized they fired everybody who oversees our nuclear weapon stockpile. We're having fun. We're having fun, though. We're going to have $20 the jackpot tomorrow. What is it you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
Oh, I
not
love
today.
It. I love it in song. That was great.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
There's a guy, we've talked about him before on the show. He's been on at this time, named Kyle.
Yeah, love him.
He's America's sweetheart.
He really is. Everybody would want to be best friends with Kyle.
Yeah. He brings donuts. He brings donuts. Like, what?
Every 2 weeks.
Donut and black coffee.
Okay, Gavin.
Is there anything better than that?
This is the most boring conversation. Okay, I need people to understand what life with you is like. Just prior to going down to the kitchen here and getting coffee and what we later found out was a donut,
mm-hmm.
I had to endure a conversation with you about how your sweatshirt has shrunk and all your woes about that.
Mm.
Putting your arms in the air and showing that I can see your little tummy,
mm-hmm.
and how you followed them. Washing instructions, and you know what? I might just take it back.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, I've worn it a couple of... Okay. That into... Now we have to have a conversation about how coffee and donuts just, boy, are they good together. You are turning into my grandfather.
How dare you?
No.
How dare you?
We've been together for too long. We've simply run out of things to talk about.
I can't win. And I'm going to tell you that, and I hope our bosses are listening. Are you listening, bosses? What's that? You're not? Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to say it anyway. I either am somebody who can't stop talking about important things. What do you want me to do? Talk about RFK Jr. getting his Senate committee? Because I got a lot of thoughts about that. No, I was told, don't say that. You're making people uncomfortable in the office, Gavin, with how much you care about things going on in the country. Okay, fine.
I don't feel like they put it that way, but okay.
Okay, fine. So now I can't talk about donuts and coffee or back to my poor little shirt shrunk. I can't win. What do you want me to talk about? How about you, from now on, I need an approved Katie list of topics that Gavin can talk about. Give me one topic right now.
Me.
I got thoughts. I got a lot of thoughts.
You better not.
Right. Exactly.
There'd be stuff I want to hear.
Give me another topic.
See, I don't mind talking to you about political things. You could talk to me about that.
Well, I was told don't do that anymore.
Well, that doesn't mean me.
What does it mean?
Okay, pornography.
You don't want me to talk about pornography?
No, you can talk about that.
Okay, great.
I got thoughts.
I got thoughts. I gotta tell you, Katie comes at me all the time. It's disgusting that you follow porn stars on Instagram. And my response is, I don't follow them because of the sexiness. I follow them because I'm fascinated with their personal life. If all that a porn star does... See, look, I'm sharing my thoughts right now.
So
if all
better.
They do...
Okay, it's so much better than shrink talk, I gotta tell ya.
Is it?
Yes. Uh-oh. No, what are you going out there to say? Hold on. Gavin!
Hey, Eli, quick question. Come here for a second.
Oh, my God. He's pulling people in from other departments.
Come on in here.
And I'm so terrified about... You can stand on that mic.
Go over to that microphone there.
Yeah.
Okay? Oh, hold on. It's not on. Hold on. There we go. Okay.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are we this morning?
Great. This is Eli. He works here in the building. Okay?
Promotions.
Kay's going to help you. He works
Thank
in the promotions
so much.
Department.
Good morning, everybody.
Quick question.
Oh, my God. Okay, Eli.
Quick question. Sit down.
Whatever he's about to say, I did not know.
Yeah, no, I don't know either.
What would you rather me talk about as I'm walking through the hallways? The fact that my shirt shrunk or pornography?
Definitely the shirt. Absolutely the shirt, right? No?
All right, well, case closed.
Case closed. I just got done doing all this different harassment training. I don't know if that's even allowed.
Well, listen, the pornography discussion wouldn't be geared at you.
Absolutely.
It would just be like kind of like in the ether.
It's a Socratic kind of open.
Right, if you're listening, that's on you.
I think
really.
The moment we step outside the office,
yeah,
good to go.
Okay,
good
all
to
right,
go.
All right.
I think
okay.
that's just the... limited part of it.
I see. Okay. All right.
You know, I'm trying to protect you.
You don't have to protect me. I'm a great big boy with a teeny tiny shirt.
Thank you, Eli.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Now, please send in somebody
else. No, please don't.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
There is something that Katie is about to do for the first time tonight. She's very excited about it.
I am going.
Okay.
With friends. I know we've done this for work, but I've never like gone and done it. I'm going to a trivia night.
Oh, a Bravo trivia night. Oh, you're gonna do so well.
And here's what makes me so proud. People knew that this was coming up and were asking me to join their team.
Right, of course.
You?
You're going to be the heavy.
I mean, I get that it's Bravo. That's good. But any other trivia night, I don't think Katie's good.
How do you?
No, I wouldn't go to another trivia night.
How? Right. She knows her wheelhouse.
Right.
Okay.
This is great. Now, is it going to be narrowed down on Bravo? Because some Bravo shows you don't watch.
The majority I do. I mean, I think it's going to be probably the most popular ones.
If you don't win this, how embarrassed would you be?
It didn't even occur to me that I wouldn't win
this. Okay, I love that mindset.
It's probably going to be all the different Housewives franchises. Yes.
Right.
I would guess Vanderpump Rules.
Of course.
I would guess Southern Charm.
Now, can I interrupt for a second?
You may.
Okay. Now, I was not prepared for this, obviously. Didn't know what you were about to do.
Okay.
Let's see how prepared you are, though.
Ooh, okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Here's a question.
Okay.
According to NeNe Leakes,
yeah.
Which color refrigerator is not acceptable?
White.
That is correct. Thank wow.
Okay. That was give me easy. Another one. Give me another one.
All right,
one.
Here we go. Okay, here we go. What two things did Dorinda do in order to make it nice for her guests at Bluestone Manor?
She cooked, she cleaned, she made it nice.
That is incorrect.
Cooked and decorated?
She told everybody she cooked and decorated.
Okay.
All right, so that was incorrect. Cooked, all right, here we go.
Nice. Okay.
Another question. Again, if you're just joining us, out of nowhere, we're doing a Bravo trivia preparation course for Katie, who's going to her first Bravo trivia night. Okay. Designer and former Real House, R-H-O-C?
Real Housewives of Orange County.
Of Orange County cast member, Lynn Curtin.
Okay.
Designs what kind of lovely accessories?
Cuffs.
That is correct.
Katie, you're good.
So good.
Wow.
Who has had romantic relationships with the most Housewives cast members?
Slade Smiley.
Well.
Oh.
Harry Dubin has had four.
Four? Sonia, the lady with the leg.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, Luann, and then it's suspected Ramona.
The lady with the leg sounds like a murder mystery.
Well, she lost her leg.
Well, we figured that, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so far, you're doing just okay.
I am just doing okay.
How many times has Danielle Staub been engaged?
19 times? Now, technically, now it's 20, I believe, but at the time...
Teresa Giudice yelled that she was engaged 19 times right before the infamous table flip, but she has been engaged 2 times since, making the total 21.
No, 2 times!
Wow, that quote made you lose.
21.
See, I don't think it's been 2 times since.
Where did Gretchen Rossi vacation when her fiancé was in the hospital?
This is...
do you want multiple choice?
Big Bear.
Not one of the options.
Okay, give me one of the multiple choices.
Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
Bass Lake.
Okay.
Lake Mead or the Lady Pond.
I'm going to guess Bass Lake.
It's Bass Lake.
That is correct.
See? I don't even watch this and I know.
Listen, I think you really need to do some prep work for before tonight.
Yeah, you got
to
rewatch some episodes.
You're messing me up here.
Because
this is stressing me out.
If there's one thing we know about Katie, brimming with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And does the confidence always equal to results? Not always. So I think some humility going in. I think you should spend the rest of your day. I can forward you this link from vulture.com, and I think you should really study it up and prepare.
Okay. I find it a little tricky, the Harry Dubin one, but okay, fine.
Who was the youngest ever Real Housewife at the time of her first appearance on the show?
Ooh.
You want multiple choice?
Yeah, give me multiple choice.
Whitney Rose.
Okay.
Ashley Darby. Megan King Edmonds or Joe De La Rossi?
Oh, I'm going to say it was Joe.
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right. Listen.
Wow.
Study today.
Okay.
I want an update on this.
Okay.
Because if you go and what's your trivia group's name?
I don't think we have a name.
Oh, my what? God, Katie.
You're not doing trivia, Mike.
This is my first time.
You got to come up with a, like...
Oh, Real Housewives of Sun City.
That would be a fun one.
Okay, that's yeah, pretty fun.
Real Housewives of Sun City.
Oh, I should wear that shirt.
Like, if you were a group of gay guys, it'd be funny to be Brovo instead of Bravo.
There's already a podcast called Brav Bros.
Oh. That's not funny. Yeah, Bravo's funny.
Bravo's way better.
Yeah. You've got to come up with a team name.
Okay.
You've got to study your ass off because right now you're a C plus at best.
C-.
My God. That's my whole life.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right. If you've listened to this show for a while, you know I am a stickler for a few things. And one of those things is if you are going to come to me and ask for money, then it has to come from your heart. I want you to put some time into it. And that's exactly what has happened with Katie's daughter, Audrey. She's 11 years old.
Yep.
She's my best friend.
No.
She sent me an email. She sent me an email from her. Subject: help Audrey in her school's fun run. And then I opened the picture. First of all, there's a picture at the very top. Not even a picture of her. It's a picture of what is clearly a grown woman running. And it's the back of her head. I'm not dumb, Audrey. I know what you look like.
Okay.
It says, help Audrey reach their goal. Hi, it's Audrey. I am participating in my school's fun run, and I would love your support. Right away, a little fishy. Doesn't seem like she wrote this. I have a request. Would you please pledge me a dollar amount per lap? I will complete between 26 and 36 laps. First of all, that's ambitious.
Well, they're not like track laps. They set up a course.
You knew about this.
Okay, here's why I knew about it. Let me tell you something. She asked for your email, and I said, don't waste your time. Because historically, my other children have come to you with fundraisers for soccer or school or something, and you have said, first of all, I can't ask you for it. They have to ask you for it. Mm-hmm. Fine. I don't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. You have made them pitch you on why you should donate to their charity or whatever.
Yeah.
Their fundraiser.
Yeah.
And every time, what have you said? After they pitched you.
Sorry.
Yeah. You say no. So she said, can I have Gavin's email? I said, don't waste your time. He's not going to give you any money. She said, can I have Kevin's email? I said, Kevin doesn't have any money. Leave him alone.
Well,
she's
right
about figured
that.
Out that my email is katie@endonline.com. So she put two and two together and realized without me knowing that you're gavin@endonline.com. I didn't even know you got that email.
Okay. I'll give her a point on that one. Here's where I'm not going to give her a point or any money. This didn't come from her. Well, I may not be a private investigator, but I know when a computer-generated email went out.
Well, I think it's a template.
Whatever.
It's not a computer-generated email. She had to plug your email in, but I believe it.
She didn't write a lick of this.
Okay.
So if she wants money from me, she's gotta ask me herself, and it's got to be a good presentation.
Why would I put her through that?
Well, one, it'll make her better. It'll make her a good person. Two, she might get some donation money out of it.
Really?
Sure.
Okay, you've got a poor track record.
No. I think your kids have a poor track record.
Wow.
I'm willing to pony up.
What do your kids do?
My kids, they present their own stuff. I just leave you out of it. I never tell them to go to you. They go to their grandparents, and they go to their best. Pretty much, their investors is just their grandparents.
Okay. And what did you let your son do?
What did I let him do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You let your son draw a picture.
Well, that's his strong point. And I'm not talking about...
Audrey's a great artist.
Well, great. She can draw me a picture.
Oh, okay.
But she's also a stage performer.
Well, that's
so
true.
She can put together a presentation. My older son's a stage performer, and he puts together presentations.
It's I've never seen one.
It's my middle... No. Because I have my angel investors, okay? So... I let my middle son draw the picture because that's where he soars.
Okay. If you want to subject another one of my children to what will surely be humiliation, then you have to, if it's a good enough presentation, pledge $50.
Per lap?
No. You could do like a flat fee.
Okay.
Or flat donation. You're not going to base... The dollar amount on the presentation is going to be pass or fail. So no matter what, if it's good enough, you have to do $50. You can't go, okay, that was worth about 20.
Hold on a second. I can't put like 50 ones in front of her on a table, have her do the presentation. Every $1 comes
off
the table.
Absolutely not. Hmm. You've done enough to my kids.
I've made your kids better.
They were fine before you.
No. Now they know the sting of defeat, and now they know never again.
Never again will I ask Gavin for anything.
No, never again.
Did any of them ever ask you for anything again?
No, they didn't.
Yeah, okay. No. I want you to know she's very emotional. So if you make her cry, I will set your leased Tesla on fire.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.